brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us, all over the United States, they're now having the military openly arrest citizens. MPs from all four branches, regular Army, Marines, National Guard, State Guard, setting up checkpoints, working with the TSA. It's happening. And I want to hurry through your calls. So a lot of folks are at work. They don't have to hold too long. But as you hear a caller hang up, we're only taking calls from military and police. And before I could even give the number out, the line's loaded with a lot of former military, current police, current military, former military, all that stuff, former police. The point is, after these callers are gone, we'll only take calls until I get into some other news at the bottom of the hour from current military and current police. Do you see the martial law slow motion takeover happening, or are you just going to go along with it? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I'll try to just shut up and let you talk for a minute or so we can get to the next person. 800-259-9231. I just get very upset by this because I've been to third world countries. I've studied history. I know what the bankers have done. I know this has been done by design. I know it's set up for the American people. Now it's admitted it is. And it's just so horrible because I'm not enemies with the police and military. I know they're just compartmentalized following brainwashing. I want to wake these men and women up before it's too late. Okay, going back to Keith in D.C., talking about as a police officer training with foreign troops in mount training. Go ahead and finish up.
Oh, anyway, thanks for getting back to me, Alex. What happened at that time was we were brought in thinking that we were going to be trained, but it ended up being like the police officers that were there. We were training all these foreign troops on how to interact with the community, how to conduct searches of vehicles, how to talk to them. So, talk to the community when you're doing this, stuff like that. But, didn't understand what all was going on at that time. Didn't think much about it. Didn't question it at that time. And, after I left the police force, I started noticing all these things that are happening, how it all ties in together. And, a lot of it through your show also. And now I look back and like, oh, my God, what the hell were we doing? This was 1987. They were doing it then. We didn't even know it.
And now they admit, Toronto Star headline, Canadian and Mexican troops to occupy U.S. during civil emergency. The deals are officially signed. And last year, this had been signed a decade ago, but it was publicly authorized by Obama as a national security perimeter. And even the Congress put out a press release and said, we didn't authorize this. And they said, sorry, this is under the NAU. This is under the Security Prosperity Partnership deal. It's so incredible. I mean, when you talk to any friends that you still have on the police force, are they starting to see what's going on here, or do they just are clueless?
Well, most of the people that I was on the force with at that time, have gone on and retired or left the force like I did voluntarily. I left because I just saw things that were happening, and I was told to keep my mouth shut. Even for this urban assault training we did at Dover, we were told to keep our mouth shut. We weren't supposed to ask any questions of the people that were there. We weren't really supposed to interact with them or anything. We were threatened with, losing our jobs if we did.
Well, you know what that's really about? I mean, that's about training you to go under federal control. And take the Austin Police Department. They've sent the entire SWAT team at one time or another to Iraq to go over there and be in real operations and pull triggers. They're completely merged with the military.
You're totally right. And what people don't understand, they need to realize, this is not some movie that's going to have a happy ending. This is real life. This is what's happening. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. The government is doing things that are slowly eroding, taking away our liberties, taking away our rights.
Well, I hear you, Keith, and they're not even slow anymore. That's the thing about tyranny. It always creeps in at the edges and then starts burning faster and faster. Image it as the Constitution kind of burning on the edges, and now the whole thing's in flames. And but the good thing about ideas is they're bulletproof. Just because they're burning the Constitution doesn't mean we can't resurrect that sucker. All right, James, Brad, Bill, Dave.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's become a real problem. There are so many hundreds of mainstream news articles and press releases where regular Marines, reserves, regular Army, reserves, MPs, checkpoints in San Antonio with MPs, highway checkpoints in Tennessee. The governor says you can't do that. The military says go to Hades. I mean, I've interviewed the state reps. The governor's been in the news. Marines taking over schools and declaring this is what martial law's like and having middle school students literally wet themselves, Hobbs Middle School. This stuff's going on. Troops showing up, blowing up cars in the front of the school, telling folks that terrorists have hit. I mean, I've been there for that. Because I got a heads up on it. Just a psychological warfare operation. And, of course, they announced 3 years ago, Army Times, that, yeah, they're going to end up 5,000, then 20,000, then finally, by 2012, 370-plus thousand troops on the streets of America, along with the TSA that'll be their bosses. And now it's here. Now it's here. Now it's happening. So I want to try to just sit back, talk to the military, talk to police, see if they realize how serious this is and what this means to our society. Because the real training behind the closed doors, police and military have sent it to me, nothing to do with, quote, Muslim extremists. It's all gun owners, Ron Paul supporters, returning vets that have gotten out of the military. They train the police and military to go after them. They train the Boy Scouts to the Explorer Scouts to take on disgruntled military. They train the ROTC to do it. Because they're going to have a lot of angry military all these folks that get out and then, you know, have their pension funds stolen or their medical care taken. So they're getting ready, just like Hitler, a year into office, wiped out most of the former military. Night of the Long Knives. Look into it. But let's go ahead and go to Dale in California, who's a Marine, then Josh, Bill, Brian, James, and others. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air. Or did I say Dale? Let's go to Dale in California first. Dale, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Hey, go ahead.
Alex, I was a part of an operation in Yuma, Arizona. And the funny thing about it was they had the civilian population who were running around the field. And we were told that what they were to do was to act hostile. We were told that the people were doing this willingly, and it was supposed to be a training exercise for when we go to Iraq, Afghanistan. Well, the thing was, we came in on Humvees, fully geared, completely, ready to do this mission. We come in, people were running around, and our object was to take these people down and secure them. Funny thing is I don't understand what that had to do with Iraq, what it had to do with Afghanistan. It seemed to me like what would happen if there was a riot. The fact that we were using civilian population for our training exercises really disturbed me, really bothered me. When this got brought up to any of my superiors, we were told that, you know, anything like this is un-American for you to sit here and to question it, you to have any type of problem with it. It was for the security of the nation. It really upsets me. You know, I joined the military thinking I was doing service for my country.
Now, you know what they're doing. They're panning for gold, but in this case, they're panning for tyrants or idiots. You go into a stream, you pan the gravel, and then you look for little bitty pieces of gold, and you sit there and you keep those, and you work hard enough in a good area. In a week, you could have 5, 6, 7 ounces of gold. Well, they're panning. That's what all these surveys they've given the Marines are. And they're finding who will shoot at Americans, who will go along with this. And then as you go along with it, you're advanced into cadres and units, and it's put in a federal file. And then when you get out, well, if you'll shoot at Americans and confiscate guns, you're going to have a place with the Texas State Police, or you're going to have a place with the CHIPS, you know, out in California. And then the CHIPS run checkpoints with the real Marines, because they're all former Marines. And so that's what they're doing. They're building their army. And we've got some breaking news. Please continue.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm concerned as to the direction that we're heading with this. You know, when I joined the service to help my country, and the service has asked me to turn my back on the people which I'm supposed to protect. I take an oath on the Constitution to support and protect the people who cannot do it for themselves. And I feel slighted and I feel lied to, you know, that it really just upsets me, Alex. I don't know.
Sir, I need to stop you for a moment. I understand you're upset. We have a PrisonPlanet.com article, Quartzsite, Arizona, Blueprint for a Police State Takeover. 80% of the police said that there's corruption, stealing going on. They were relieved of command. This has been going on for a year now. The council's passing tax increases, and publicly checks are being sent to secret people of taxpayer money. The state will not investigate because this is going on all over the country. And we wrote the article, Quartzsite, Arizona, Blueprint for Police State Takeover, WorldNet Daily, and there's video of this. Is now reporting escalation in Arizona. Firearms are being confiscated. We posted a video today where they openly talked about more of a civil emergency. Now, understand, the police chief now runs the town. And they fired the mayor. You can't fire the elected head of the corporation. They did it. It's clearly illegal. But the state kind of likes it. This is good. I mean, and police chiefs will now become the hereditary kings of your town. They'll be, you know, the police chief was known as Albert. His great-great-grandson runs things. He'll be known as Albert the Fourth. That's what royalty is. And if he wears a crown, most people will bow down to him. Residents of Arizona town has become a YouTube sensation after police forcibly removed a woman speaking in a recent public meeting, are now experiencing firearms confiscation by the government. They've also ordered the, nine fired police officers that they're not allowed to leave their homes. And I actually have the city council video. I meant to play that today. That's what I mean, folks. There's too many of these things coming in for us to even cover them, that they now are on house arrest. I'm sorry. And the stunning action took place in Quartzsite, Arizona, where town councilman Joe Wilson has promoted the seizure of guns from locals, a gun dealer, and online entrepreneur Michael Roth, because Roth allegedly glared at a councilman, blocked his entrance to the town hall, and called him a turd. Karen Slaughter, the elected justice of peace of the region, issued a harassment injunction, and it just goes on. So now they're moving to confiscate people's guns. I'm sorry, sir, finish up the point you were making.
Oh, well, you know, Alex, I've listened to you for a long time, and I try to, I guess, pull the veil over, pull it off of everyone else's eyes around me. You know, when I read the MEAC report, it said that Ron Paul supporters, you know, returning veterans, were deemed possible terrorists, and I showed my fellow soldiers, my fellow Marines, my fellow comrades, these people that I spend day and night with, I eat, sleep, and breathe with, I show these guys this stuff, and I'm told, you know, you're a communist. You're told it's un-American, and
you should get them the literature about the murder of U.S. Marines, Army, sailors, and Air Force personnel in thousands of secret tests that have now been declassified, and they will tell you you're un-American. And let me tell you, I talked to one of Rick Perry's employees that high level that came to my Endgame premiere. He said, "I know this stuff's real, Alex. 10 years ago, I was at Fort Sam Houston." And they sent people down here, what do you say, from Fort Bragg, or it was from Fort Bragg, and we shot them all up, and they died. They didn't tell us what it was, and they died flopping around, you know, a couple days later. And then we were told to disinfect the area, and that's how it works. We do what we're told. We murder our fellow servicemen. It's done quietly. It's done lovingly. And it's all patriotic, and you don't say anything about it. And then you hyperventilate and get scared of the Muslims all day. I appreciate your call, Dale. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. He's current Army. And then we'll go to Keith and James, Brad, and others. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to make two brief points. And I've been wanting to call you on the point for a while now. And the first one is that the Friday right after the London bombings in 2005, I was a active duty soldier in Fort Drum, New York. And me and the other soldiers of the platoon, we were put on standby in order to, let's say, we were just a couple hours away from like New York City. So we're put on standby to respond to any type of thing that might occur, like in the New York subway system. And once again, we're active duty, and they were ready to, you know, put us directly on call for that.
Now admit active duty will be used. And if you get nerve gas like you did in the first Iraq war, and all the brainstem autopsies showed that our troops were hit with sarin, they won't give you treatment because they're patriotic. You see, it's patriotic to flush our troops down the toilet. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with our government teaming up with Al-Qaeda and publicly recognizing them as the official government of Libya and giving them the tens of billions of dollars that Gaddafi has. But see, that's because I'm bad. And you're bad, too, because you're able to think, Josh. Was anybody concerned in your unit when this was going on?
I and another person, I didn't understand at the time because I wasn't, I guess as you would say, woke up. One of the other people I was with, he was woke up, and he said, you know, hey, there's some problems with this. I didn't understand at the time, but, you know, that, like I said, that was about 6 years ago, so I've fortunately woken up in the last, we'll say, 2 or 3 years. And the second key point I wanted to make was, even probably more than that, was that everything, to corroborate everything you're saying about the TSA, it's very true. It's warlike because whenever I was in Iraq in 06 and 07, I did checkpoint security in Baghdad, and they brought in the rapid scans for the Iraqi civilians going into the camp to work, and they had the body scanners, and they also had the X-ray machines, and I knew the term rapid scan for popularized nowadays. And
I'll tell you what, Josh, I want to hear more about the rapist scans. And you know, the Pentagon admits, that's public, that life in America will be like Iraq. We are all going to be prisoners. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging. And there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who's been told by armed police he's not the mayor anymore. I mean, who needs elections? The police now run the town. Well, I guess the three, they fired all the others too and have declared themselves God. This has become a national news story. And even I was watching Fox News Business last night, Napolitano's show, and they were calling it martial law. And that's what it is. So the mayor, he's only popping in for 5 minutes, so I'll get to Josh and Adrian and James and Brad and Bill. I was finishing up with Josh in Florida, or was it Bill? It was Josh. Josh, finishing up with the point you were making?
Yes, Alex. I was making a point about in 2007, RapidScan was introduced to checkpoints in Iraq. And the one I worked in Baghdad, it had a rapid scan with the full body naked body scanner. It was abused by supervisors who would think, "Oh, this Iraq female looks attractive. I want to see what she looks like naked in the body scanner." We had checkpoints very similar to how the airports work and operate. It's just a massive police state. We had the metal detectors, then people would get pat down, and then they go through the full body scanners.
Now, when you go through, look, I already knew this, but it was about 4 years ago. My wife said, "I want some of that Cajun food up the street." And I went into the Cypress Grill, and I went over to the bar, ordered the food, sat there. And while we're waiting on the food to take it home, there was a pile of magazines, and one was MIT Magazine. And I just reached over and pulled it up, and there they were admitting, "Oh, MIT developed this in the last 10 years with the Pentagon. The systems in Iraq will be used in America. We will have face scanner systems at the airports, and there will be body scanners similar to what is in Iraq." And when you learned that when you go into an airport, you are under arrest. They are declaring that you are under arrest. It is a custodial arrest, and then they put you in a scanner. But what about the troops standing around those body scanners? They do give you cancer. I mean, it really is what kills you is being around those all day. But the scary part is I know the military now tries to recruit goons and gangbangers. What types of people were like, "Man, she looks good. I want to look at her"? Because no self-respecting man. I mean, a real man wants a woman to want them. You know, he's into honoring women, love women so much, you'd never, be like only the scum of the earth would want to defile a woman like that and would want to see a woman naked without, I mean, these are peeping Toms. These are criminals. I mean, what was this your commanders that would say, "I want to see her, get her in here"?
That was actually the head sergeant who was actually the overall supervisor of the checkpoint.
And so he really, and then of course there's Abu Ghraib, where they admit all the raping went on. If he took a particular liking, was she sent to Ghraib?
That I'm not sure, but that was also a thing that would occasionally be threatened whenever somebody had a problem with one of the local Iraqis who would be at the camp working. They would sit, we'd be told to say, tell them that, if they don't listen to what we say, they got to go to Abu Ghraib, prison, and it would literally frighten and scare them half to death.
Yeah, because Saddam tortured tens of thousands there, and now the good guys have, including five-year-olds with battery acid. I'm not going to say how they kill them with the battery acid, but it's what Captain America does. And I'm unpatriotic because I'm against it. Absolutely. No, that's admitted. The face scanners that they already have in Iraq, that's now coming to the airports as well. It's total prisoner induction. Did any of the troops, when they come back, point out that, wow, this is the same thing happening in Iraq?
There were a few, and fortunately, not all of the people I was in Iraq with enjoyed that sort of thing. In fact, there were quite a bit who would actually speak out about the Iraq war and say, "Well, it was just about oil and money." And there were soldiers who didn't like the way that some of the Iraqis were treated. It seemed like it was more along the lines of maybe high-ranking soldiers.
That's who they promote, is the psychopaths, who shouldn't be in a uniform. But that evil armies recruit those guys. Good armies recruit people where, in George Washington's day, if you did something like that, he would hang you. You would be hung for doing that to a woman. But again, he's an al-Qaeda sympathizer. George Washington is a demon. I mean, I have FEMA on tape demonizing George Washington to police officers and the cops agreeing. So that's, and they want the good cops to freak out when they demonize George Washington. They're saying George Washington's bad, America's bad, Bill of Rights is bad, Thomas Jefferson's a terrorist. And the cops that agree, going right to the top. Cops that go, "Hey, what's going on?" You see FEMA marking them down. I've got 16 hours of these training tapes, and FEMA just, like George Washington, marking you down, pal. These are criminal terrorists. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to talk to Adrian, James, Brad, Bill. I want to get to all of you coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, WorldNet Daily is reporting that now people that criticize the quartzite government, which is the police chief, a couple city council people, they've gotten rid of the rest of the police, put them on house arrest. I've actually been watching, like it's an evil soap opera, the videos of this, that they shoot themselves in release, the city council does, where they put the police on house arrest, except for the police chief, and I guess he has two minions. 80%+ of the force has been told they're locked down at home for no reason. Of course, the police chief can't say that. This is the essence of tyranny. It's a bluff. They arrest anyone at city council meetings that signs up to speak, who criticizes them, even politely. Now they've just banned anyone in the government building, so they have the meetings privately, but videotape them. They have declared martial law, and the state police are investigating, but the governor's done nothing. And now they've arrested a pastor for filming on a sidewalk. They say that's not allowed, and they're now saying anyone that's criticized them is going to have their guns turned in to the police chief. And that's escalation Arizona, firearms confiscated. Judge orders stunning action after councilman called turd. Another guy, they say, had anger in his eyes, so his guns have got to be turned in. And the pastor's been arrested. And this is a microcosm of the New World Order. Foreign banks, no authority, totally criminal, caught criminal. Senate committee says they're criminal. and they run the Pentagon, and the Pentagon is openly trying to take over society. Now, I take you to Ed Foster, who is the mayor, but he's been told he's fired, and the police are there, and they lock the doors, and they have the guns, and he hasn't escalated it. He just, you know, says, well, I'm still the mayor, and they say, no, you're not, and there's magic paychecks disappearing into the stratosphere. They've been trying to find out for a year where those go. Boss Hogg doesn't have anything on this town. So joining us with the pastor being arrested, he must have been evil, the gun confiscations now. Boy, I tell you, Ed, I mean, this is really getting crazy, Mayor.
Okay, first off, I got to correct that. That wasn't the pastor that got arrested. It was one of his leading church members. He didn't get arrested. He got chased to the church. He took sanctuary in the church.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for getting it wrong. You had talked to my producer, and that's what I'd been told. Okay, so tell us exactly what's happened.
The pastor interceded, though, with a very angry chief of police, or he would have been arrested. He was taking photographs of one of their secret meetings on the sidewalk. It was standing on the public sidewalk. In fact, the attorney general's office, when we complained about the open meetings law violation, he suggested we get evidence for him or he couldn't do anything. So this guy was taking the attorney general's advice, trying to gather some evidence.
Mayor, I wanted to give you the floor here because I know you're busy and we just got 5 minutes with you. Then I'm going to all these current and former military dealing with the same issue. But let's just reset here, recap what's happened in court site. And then if the attorney general needs evidence, they have released the videos of meetings where they admit that people aren't allowed inside the public council meetings. So they're very proud of themselves.
Absolutely. The state of Arizona is doing nothing. My message to the world today is, well, of course they burn Phoenix Fiddle. And that's what's going on.
Okay, so recap. Tell us the names. Tell us about the gun confiscation orders.
Actually, that was obscene. By Mr. Winslow's own testimony, he's an unstable PTSD veteran who's himself getting guns, and he feels threatened, and he don't know what he's going to do. And yet, Mr. Roth's guns are confiscated. Not Mr. Winslow is the one who should have been placed under sanction, and his weapons confiscated by his own testimony in court. You know, but this is not the way things work in Courtside. Upside down, backwards, in every aspect of life in Courtside. And we're going to take it back. We're going to make Courtside.
Yes, sir, down. Mayor. So lay out the gun confiscation orders. Lay out the person being chased they tried to arrest for daring to even videotape the city council building. Lay out where this is going. And are they going to declare the police chief supreme emperor of Courtside?
Well, that's already done, sir. I mean, when you have a normal state of emergency, the chief constitutional officer available, which would have been either me or the vice mayor or the succeeding council member, should have been placed in charge. The normal thing that the emergency does, it removes the chain of command between the chief executive and the law enforcement. But in this case, they've removed me completely from the mix, and the town manager and the chief of police, two of the people that, by all accounts, are guilty of federal criminal acts under Title 9, Section 241 and 242, conspiracy and a deprivation of rights under color of law. Those are two federal crimes that, by police testimony, they are guilty of. But those same policemen are the ones that are under house arrest.
Now, Mayor, hold on. Give the proper title. You mean you're saying the emperor is guilty of something? The emperor is sovereign and is not under your laws, as Dick Cheney said 5 years ago. He's not even in the executive. He's his own branch of government. So this is the Fuhrer precept. So you're claiming that he's a pretender to the throne. How dare you, Mayor elected, say that he's not the emperor of Courtside? Now, continuing, let's get into this gun confiscation here and where this insanity's going.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a hearing today, but right now I'm in Phoenix trying to get somebody in Phoenix to listen. But like I said, Phoenix is fiddling when Courtside's burned. And I can't get address to anybody in Phoenix. I've tried the U.S. Attorney's Office. I stood in the lobby and declared that there's an emergency in Courtside. And they they're responsible. So send us a written form and we'll write you back. You know, well, people are going to get hurt, of course. Somebody needs to step in.
Mayor, you know why this is being done. Did the city manager ever tell you about the comprehensive annual financial reports?
Never.
You see, you're told about
no,
a budget.
No financials at all.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely barred. When I got elected, I asked to see some reports. The same councilmen who have actually given the chief his 007 license out there in sworn testimony. One of the sworn officers signed a statement that a councilman had told him they had ordered the chief, in quotation marks, go get them, meaning the political opponents in town. So it's the cabal we have running Quartzsite, not anything.
And you've not been allowed to see the financials since you've been in there. Now, let me explain what's happening. This is all a hat trick, like a magician. They took a Chicago mob model that they used to rob the city of Chicago from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, Chicago 1313. This is on record. And in the 50s, the feds got all the states and counties to adopt a comprehensive annual financial report system. Now, that's the real set of books. Everybody is then, including the kept councils, like kept juries and grand juries, is only told about the budget. And then the real corporate officer is the city or county manager. They hold all the financials, and then you're only told about what's on the budget, not about the investments. And because you found out about the phantom checks being paid to who you can't find out and all this weirdness, the state isn't going to help you because all the municipalities are doing this, and the state is doing this, so they've got to stick together. Okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't generally subscribe to these conspiracy theories, but now I'm living one myself, becoming more of a reality every day. You know? The police officers are convinced right now that the evidence they've turned over to the DPS headquarters is being covered up, you know, that their chief is not going to get in any trouble.
Well, no, this is the way you do things in the New America. But sir, comprehensive annual financial reports, I've made films on it. This is public information hidden in plain view, the double set of books. It's just that the mafia taught the U.S. government and then local governments basically the system. So look into that. But see, they'll have those in corporate bond filings. You'll even be able to find that. They can make the city numbers secret from you through their corruption. They can't keep...
I was trained. I went to a training class on government accounting and auditing.
Yes, sir.
And in that room, there was a large collection of elected officials. It was like a first-time event. And there were a lot of people in that room. And some of them, you know, I was an engineer, and I ran some pretty big budgets on projects. And I know a little bit about accounting, but there were actual corporate accountants in this room. And by the time we got done, they were screaming because government accounting and rules are so obscene and so obtuse that even people with an accounting background cannot chase the money in government accounting methods. It's just built in. That's the way they account. You know, so
Mayor, speak up for us a little bit, please, sir.
Okay, well, I say when the government accounting and auditing methods are so obtuse that people with an accounting background were screaming when I went through this training, there is no way that they make it so that an average person can understand the books. They can confuse it, conceal it, hide it, shuffle it around.
Yes, sir.
The books that they run and they can say they have a state audit, it means nothing. There's
exactly.
No
so you do know about it. Good. But the big enchilada is hidden in plain view. It's the annual comprehensive annual financial report. Or CAFRs. Now, let me stop because you're a busy man. We appreciate your time. And you just said people are going to get hurt. You're saying in court to get this gun confiscation ruling that one of the council members said, I'm scared, I'm PTSD, veteran, I'm buying guns. And that's the sign right there of a problem. And so now off of calling someone a piece of poop, a turd. I'm sorry to use that term on the radio, folks, but come on, this is news. It is a family show, but this is a news program. Got to tell you what was said. And we're that goody two-shoes, Mayor. We don't even use words like that normally. And on top of it, Mayor, they're talking about other folks that had a glint of anger in their eyes, and now you're not allowed to videotape even the council building from the outside. Fill us in on why you're saying people are going to get hurt if the emperor is challenged.
Well, you know, this this chief of police, you know, by every law enforcement agency I've talked to, they would agree with my characterization that he's acting irrational. They've never heard of this. That's the constant comment I've heard. They've never heard of anything like this. Yet he is allowed to stand, as you say, as the emperor of foresight right now. And people some people have left town. Especially, you know, some of the political supporters of me have left town because they're actually scared to be in town right now. You know, we go around in groups to make sure that we're not exposing ourselves alone. But we're carrying audio and video recording equipment with us at all times so that, you know, we're prepared to at least record our demise, you know.
Well, you know what Thomas Jefferson said, Mayor? He said that, and George Washington repeated similar lines, that when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And we got a big fat T in Quartzsite. So WorldNet Daily is reporting multiple people ordered to turn their guns in to the police chief. I'm sorry, the emperor of Quartzsite. And you're talking about these hearings. What happened at these hearings?
Well, I was arraigned yesterday. Mr. Odom, the former first mayor of the town, the person responsible for organizing the town, he was to appear, but his attorneys appeared for him. And actually, his girlfriend was scared, and they left town. So Jade was in court yesterday. Jennifer Harris, or Jones, she got married. Jennifer Jones was in court with me. We were all being arraigned on various charges or hearings on various charges that this chief of police has manufactured by his...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's not only fired almost all the cops and put them on house arrest. I saw that on Fox News. He's charging you with stuff. Oh, it gets better.
Oh, yeah, he's charged, you know, and that's just proof that when these officers said that the councilman told them the chief has been ordered to go get them, that really means that he's good at his job. He's been out there getting us, you know. So
what evil have you committed, Mayor?
I'm nothing. I'll tell you what, all I ever did in my life was be a hard working...
No, I know, but what are the charges that the emperor has leveled against
you? I was trying to tell him that he arrested Miss Jones on her third arrest, that it might not be in the best interest of the taxpayer court site because of the ongoing lawsuit she had. And I asked him if he was trying to give her and her attorney a field day in court. And I guess my advice to him was taken as interfering in his police operations, and that's what I was charged with.
Kind of like when she was there in Citizens Communications trying to politely talk, and the police chief came up and started arresting her, and you're the mayor. You say, it's Citizens Communication, and he just said, no, and took her out. I mean, and so now you the mayor. Well, I guess they're saying you're not the mayor, even though they don't have the authority. They're saying you're not the mayor, and by the way, you're criminally charged. Well, so who is this judge?
Like I said, I've been saying it for years that this is, you know, selective enforcement of any law in town, but now we have sworn testimony to that effect. We have an officer's sworn testimony, and since then I've had a couple of citizens come forth and say, well, you know, Councilman so-and-so told me the same thing, you know. So I have multiple witnesses willing to testify that this council is using police force to enforce their political agenda on the community.
And by the way, folks are saying, why are people getting arrested and facing 90 days in jail for a garden? Why are people not allowed to have citizens' communication? Why is government so openly corrupt? They want you to know. That's why the state government is going to fully back them, Mayor, because they like this idea of a police chief. In fact, they're trying to do this in many areas, just get rid of government altogether and have a town administrator that works for the bankers. And we can all just be sharecroppers to them, and they can raise taxes, and we can't see it. America is going into foreign banking receivership, Mayor. And this is a good message for America that, you know, the police chief says a mayor goes, he goes. So, you know, this is the new freedom, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not the freedom I served my country for, and as a Marine, I'm not going to let it exist. I'm after on the job right now.
Now they don't even let you in the city council building, correct? Now, I mean,
No. What they're doing is, as a result of the one meeting where they locked the doors and took away people's right to speak and took away gave ordered martial law or whatever they did behind locked doors. That's an illegal meeting and cannot prevail. I've asked the Attorney General to declare that meeting illegal, and any action taken behind locked doors to be also declared null and void then. And if that were so, then they can't. Our meetings are scheduled for the second and fourth Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here lately, since they had that secret meeting, they've been scheduling them whenever they want. They change the time around. They don't notify me, but I hear, show up. I set up on the disc, wrap the gavel, declare the meeting illegal, and say it's canceled, and walk away. Of course, they go ahead and have another illegal meeting, which at an illegal meeting, the business of the town cannot. You know, they okay checks, they okay ordinances.
Incredible. Mayor, in closing, everybody should pray for you and support you. I'm tempted to fly out there and see this for myself. But in closing, you're saying violence is going to happen. Are you saying that the emperor's people might get violent?
Well, they're unstable. They're acting irrational, and irrational people do irrational things. And you can't trust them right now. In fact, I went to this pastor last night and asked him to speak to this gentleman. You know,
I tell you what, I got to get to Andre James, Brad, and Bill in the military. But, Mayor, come right back and tell us about the guy they chased with the camera.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, Sheriff Richard Max can be with us at the 8 after. I'm going to get to Adrian, James, Brad, and Bill ahead of Sheriff Mack coming in to talk about the militarization of police, courtside, Fast and Furious, White House completely caught running the whole thing, to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, this is big, but hey, they're the government, so they're allowed to. See, that's the essence of tyranny. And I remember reading about a day into Katrina. It turns out Blackwater, reportedly, the mayor's now talked about it, came in and said, we're in command. And the mayor said, get out of here, and they left. But it's that attempt. And that's what tyrants do. They always attempt. It's kind of like a parrot will test a branch with their beak to see if they can get on it. And if you bend over and over again, it'll get worse and worse and worse. And then government will engage in corruption. And then when you try to take the government back, they can't let you back in. Because if real government is to take over again, they're going to find all the stealing. And then people are going to go to jail. So that's what tyranny is. I want to go to Adrian here in a moment, but finishing up with the mayor of Quartzsite, fired by the police chief and council, though they can't do that. Everybody knows that. You've got the police, the majority of them, going public, so then they're put on leave. And I saw it in the news. They said in the council, yes, you're not allowed to leave your houses. And they're now chasing camera people when the attorney general asking. Briefly, Mayor, tell folks about that.
Now, from the attorney general's office, when we complained about the fact that the council was meeting at one of the councilman's restaurants, and they said, well, you got to send us proof. So this gentleman went to the restaurant, stood on the public sidewalk out front, was photographing license plates. He was chased from that scene by the chief of police, and he sought sanctuary at his church, and he is a leading member of that church. But he's not some wild-eyed radical or anything. He's just upset the town government.
Look at you having to make excuses for somebody to videotape a diner. I mean, this is what America's come to, and that's the essence of tyranny is when cops beat people up and arrest them for videotaping them, and it's happening more and more. And they're hiring people that think this is fun. So where
they're
do you
not
go?
Not only hiring people that think it's fun, they're hiring people that will do it and then giving them orders to do that. That's what this council has done.
And then if the mayor says this isn't a good idea,
go do it.
And then when the mayor says don't arrest that woman for speaking in citizens' communication, they turn around and charge you.
I've been charged with lots of crimes. I was charged with felony harassment. I was charged with false reporting. I run a newspaper and reported a problem with public drinking water. Of course, they raised hell with that. Had me. They tried to charge me. The county attorney refused to do that one. When I got elected, they tried to come up with an election fraud charge. Again, the county attorney said no to that one. And on this recent one, the charge is interfering in police operations and two counts of disorderly conduct. The county attorney told me he'd read the report, not guilty of a crime. So rather than charge me with a felony that he had to pursue, they did it as a misdemeanor. So yeah.
What about Fox News? Is it true that I saw it last night? Fox News reported. Well, I think you were on there. Fox News reported that they have ordered the eight police that they put on leave to not leave their homes?
Yes, they're under house arrest from 8 a.m. till noon and from 1 p.m. to 5. And then they're being called in and being interviewed right now during the day. Occasionally they're called in. The one lady who was the clerk in the office, she didn't, because she's not a sworn officer, she did not have the same protections that the officers had. So they summarily fired her. Fortunately for her and her family, the county attorney's office had a lady that's out on medical leave, and the county attorney stepped up and gave her a job, so her family at least got...
All right, we'll continue to watch this, Mayor, and be careful. Boss Hogg, boss...
I'll tell you what, if they get me, I think I deserve more than 75%.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.